County Machine.
Hey, it's Marie in?
Speaking.
Hey, Marie, it's Nico with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. It's early morning over here. I don't know if you remember, we spoke back in the beginning of the year. We talked about some of the programs that we had to offer, equipment financing and working capital, but you said there wasn't a need, at the time, nothing in the pipeline, but to try back towards the end of the year. Kind of said that oil was kind of taking a hit on the industry and the business, so you didn't know what was going on, but see if things picked up towards the end of the year. So it's kind of what I'm doing and seeing, how business has been.
Things are still slow here. So we're not in the market to buy any machines or anything.
Okay. Are you guys, doing anything differently to kind of push you out of this slow time, or?
No, there's nothing to do.
How's the customers? Are you still seeing the same repeating customers, or have people kind of just like dipped off?
Same customers. They're just everybody's slow out here.
Right. Okay. Because I don't know if you remember, but the division of the bank I specialize in, or I work in, specializes in doing financing for machine shops and the manufacturing industry. So, and a lot of the sentiment that I've seen, at least around the areas that you're in, especially within Ohio as well, it's that oil has definitely taken a hit on the business and the industry as a whole. So, yeah, and it kind of is a little frustrating to see that. It's a trickle-down effect, ultimately, because it hurts everything. Are you guys planning on doing anything to pick up a little business, or are you just kind of pushing through, just waiting it out?
Just waiting it out.
Okay. Just to kind of refresh your memory a little bit, we pre-approved you guys for working capital equipment financing. Are you familiar with working capital?
Yeah, I don't need that either.
Okay. No, I was just wondering, because usually what happens is in this type of situation, I actually helped a guy out in Ohio, out in Dover, and he, works in the oil industry, and he was having cash flow problems because of what's going on with oil, and he just needed some extra cash on hand. So that's why, it doesn't hurt to ask to see if you guys needed some extra cash to kind of push you through the ruggish.
No, we're good that way, thanks.
Okay. Is there maybe a time that you'd like me to follow up, kind of see how business has been, see if things pick up?
I'm going to say not for another year, probably.
You think the election is going to have a huge effect on whether or not oil is going to go up or down?
No, I don't.
Oh, thank you. Somebody who knows what they're talking about. Everybody always seems to think that the election is going to have a huge effect on what's going on, but realistically, there's politics doesn't play that major of a role within our own production,
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate you actually understanding the cause and effect of what's going on. Most of the time, people are just too stubborn to realize that that's not the case.
Yes.
And then they just point fingers, All right, Marie, it was good catching up with you. I'll just follow up, and maybe once every quarter, you never know what can happen. But in the meantime, I don't think I actually got an email from you so that you have me on file rather than, me following up with you just in case something does come up where you need either cash or you want to bring on equipment. Is there a good email address? Yeah.
Yep. C-A-L.
Mm-hmm.
M-A-C.
Mm-hmm.
The number 2.
Mm-hmm.
At verizon.net.
All right, and I promise I'm not going to spam you. I'm literally sending one message with my contact information and kind of a little information on our company as well, so you can give us a check out and see what we're about.
Okay.
All right, Marie. It was good talking to you. Good catching up.
Okay, take care.
All right, you take care.
Bye
now.